Right now, there is a monster storm barreling towards my state of Florida, a place that's still reeling from Hurricane Helene. Trump is lying, claiming that the Biden administration is intentionally withholding aid from the areas where Republicans live.
And the idea that somebody would be playing political games for the sake of himself, but this is so consistent about Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. He puts himself before the needs of others. I fear that he really lacks empathy on a very basic level to care about the suffering of other people and then understand the role of a leader is not to beat people down, it's to lift people up.
Absolutely.
Especially in a time of crisis.
Well, how about that? In a record amount of time, we went from, don't you criticize FEMA? How could you criticizing FEMA is dangerous. It's super duper dangerous. That rhetoric is now criminal. You'll be indicted, of course. The hurricane response was absolutely horrid, but it's Blottle Blub's fault. We did that in less than 24 hours. In less than 24 hours. The entire media industrial complex had all the CIA talking points that it was illegal to criticize FEMA. Right? And here's Kamala Harris and The View blame the FEMA response to Helene on Donald Trump. Yeah. The dude who hasn't been in office for 4 years. It's his fault, huh? Yeah, it's not your fault. Of course not. Nothing's your fault. In fact, everything that's wrong right now, that's not wrong because you guys fixed it. Joe Biden and Heels Up Harris over here, you fixed it. It's now broken again, though, because of Trump. And so we got to reelect you. So you can fix all the stuff that's not broken, but it is broken, but it's Donald Trump's fault. Holy hell. Yeah, so there you go. FEMA is still not in any of these areas, right? They're not. You have entire cities completely washed away. They're under 30 feet of mud. These idiots aren't anywhere in those areas. We've got helicopters now in multiple places washing out people's supplies, volunteer supplies. Millions without electricity, millions without running water, millions of people homeless. And you are more concerned about the reaction to FEMA's incompetence. And some are saying it's not incompetence. They just want Republicans dead. And then at the same time say, oh, well, don't worry. You know, we'll give you guys $750 to compensate Donald Trump's poor handling of this. Shut the hell up, criminals. So could it get any dumber or any worse? Yeah, guys. This is the FEMA response, by the way, that you're not allowed to criticize. And if you do criticize it, I guess it's Donald Trump's fault. The government shipped 3 pallets of electric chainsaws to a community that doesn't have any power. There's no power here. There's no power. There's no electricity. Yeah. Yeah. All the solar panels, boys, ain't working because they got covered in mud. If they were there in the first place, the wind turbines fell over. No, we need good old-fashioned fossil fuels. Fossil fuels. And we need chainsaws. Not rainbow-powered chainsaws. Not sparkly-powered, positive-feeling chainsaws. We need good old-fashioned pour some liquid dinosaur up in this bad boy and let's rip and tear. Rip and tear, boys. But no, good old government. The government forces Cat to make electric chainsaws. And then the only person buying these stupid things is the federal government. And then they send them to people who don't have any power. And then they all write themselves a big old check for doing this, by the way. A big old check. This is just absolute stupidity. But there's no emissions. Yeah, there's no emissions, no electricity. Yeah, that's how this works. That's how it works. But there you go. We are in a situation where the government is completely corrupt and inept and filled with a bunch of cross-dressing weirdos that steal women's luggage from airports and look like they eat plutonium rods. And this is self-destroying. This is what wokeism is. We're being destroyed from an outside force that has implemented these policies. And half this country doesn't understand what's going on because, oh, no, it's just look at the rainbow this and good feelings this. What are you, a bigot? No. This is all real stupid policies. These people have no business doing anything over here in the federal government. This chick was literally put in her position because she's a brownish woman with a vagina. That's Joe Biden said that, but y'all be mad at me. Oh, you're racist. Joe Biden's the one telling everybody. Don't worry. I'm going to make sure that we got a brown black woman for VP. That was the only thing that was required. And so here you go. This is what diversity, equity, and inclusion does at every level. It's destructive, clearly. They sent electric chainsaws to a hurricane-destroyed community without any power. and nobody sit there and say, you know what? That's not going to work. How many idiot diversity hire government officials signed off on this, by the way, because the bureaucracy is fat and thick? There's 400 scumbags involved in this process, by the way, all getting paychecks. And not a single one of them said, you know what? That's probably not going to work, because they've never even handled a chainsaw, by the way, because these people have never done a day's work. They sat in one of these government-infested college universities and then were plugged into the federal apparatus. None of these people have ever done anything in their life. They couldn't even comprehend. This ain't going to work, idiots. And again, criticizing this is a dangerous threat to the FEMA's peoples, and it'll hurt their feelings and incapacitate them so they can't do their job. But they're doing a great job, because saying they're not doing a good job is misinformation and illegal. But they're totally doing a crappy job, and it's all Donald Trump's fault. These people are insane. There you have it, boys. Electric chainsaw sent to a community without any electricity. That's the federal government. Yeah, you waiting for these people to help you? You're going to end up dead. Thank you guys so much for watching the video. Support the channel. Kept up to date with this ineptitude, criminality. Hit the subscribe button and make way, because the salt must flow.